scrambling quarterback per se, do you tend to think that your guys, teams are going against him in general, have less time to get to him than maybe the average quarterback just because of his release being so
good? Yeah, he's got a very quick release, and he's very smart, knows where the pressure's coming from, gets the ball out of his hand quickly, and he's got excellent awareness in the pocket as well. So while he may not be a runner like the ones we've seen last week or a couple weeks ago, I mean, he's still very, very effective in the pocket.
Has your interior pass rush been as good as you wanted? Because I know players think that's a big key Sunday.
I think, we've had some adequate pressure, but I think as you know, the film would tell you, the last couple weeks we've had difficulty keeping some of these guys compressed and contained in there. So I think we have to do a better job of that.
Sure, we were having this discussion. They've got 24 forced fumbles and recovered. Most people think recovering a fumble is kind of a coin flip. What about forcing a fumble? Do you think that's a talent, or is it just sort of a...
Definitely. I mean, they must. Again, I don't know. I'm not at their practices, but my instincts would tell me that they must drill it, they must teach it, they must emphasize it. To get that kind of productivity, I would think that that's got to be a big part of their program and what they're all about. And they do it very well. And the film, and like you said, the numbers back it up. So they're they do a good job of that.
Piggybacking on that question, though, you guys are forcing quite a few fumbles, but not necessarily recovering. Is that end of it, just the way the ball bounces?
Not all the time. I mean, that's a skill. We spend time practicing recovering fumbles. We teach the guys how we want to do it. We've spent time drilling it in a practice setting. So it's, sometimes it's right place, right time. Let's face it, I'm sure not all 24 of their forced fumbles are, 100% them. There's a little bit of that to it, Jeff, but I think, it's still a skill, no question. There's definitely some skill involved in recovering a fumble and some things you can do to enhance your ability to recover it.
They ran 91 plays earlier this year, and their play count was probably, I'm just guessing, closer to what you want this to be. Is their tempo on offense what you're...
It's impressive. I mean, you and I think we spoke about this a week or 2 weeks ago. And, I had lamented our third down conversion rate. Now, as we're getting ready to play the Patriots, if I'm not mistaken, they're first in the league in third down conversions on offense, which enables them to, it's a little bit of the chicken and the egg. So they do an excellent job pushing the pace. They know their system well. They get into good, clean plays, and they execute them well. And they convert on third down, and they just, again, they kind of get that thing rolling, and it's not easy to stop. So that's the challenge we're going to have. Two things is the play speed and making a stop and getting off the field.
Is that where, as you talked yesterday, that first down, second down pressure up front, especially if they're trying to run the ball, will really come into play, get them in a longer situation?
Yeah, again, as outstanding as all their numbers are, I think our success is going to come back to good old-fashioned football. I mean, we better have 11 guys that know the call, that execute the call, that play fast, that hold the line of scrimmage, that get off blocks, tackle. We got to, they're going to complete some passes. We got to have some guys around the completions, doing that, wrapping up, not letting them squirt away, and get big plays. And that's, whether we do that in a two deep, a three deep, man coverage, blitz, drop nine, it really doesn't matter. We got to play good football, good fundamental defensive football, and regardless of what the scheme call is.
Joe, how old do you know Belichick? And also, now that you're a head coach, mm-hmm. What's something that you really respect about the job he's done over the years?
Well, like the consistency, obviously, of productivity. The results are excellent, and a lot of signs of, good coaching. The turnover margin, I always think, is an excellent sign of the discipline of a football team and those things. And I don't know this for certain, but I would guess from 2000 to 2012, they're probably as good as it gets in the NFL. Because I know the 5 years that I was a coordinator in this league, I believe we were second, but I know who was first, and it was the New England Patriots. So, in those 5 years. So I can't speak to the years before. But those guys, their players play well on film. They don't make a lot of mistakes, and that's a credit to, their players and their staff. And they win a bunch of games, and they don't beat themselves. You got to earn everything against those guys. I think those are all real positive traits, and They seem to have good players who represent the organization the right way. That's another tribute to their coaching, too.
I didn't want to cut you off at the beginning, but you don't own Bill Verdeller.
No.
Do you use any telling Massachusetts stories on a week like this?
No, I haven't. The players do usually. They do know my birth location, but I haven't used any Massachusetts stories.
Joe, not too many defensive linemen are known for their intelligence, but it seems like Jared Odrick is a guy that you put on a lot on him because he's right. able to handle a lot of. Can you just talk about all the different hats he has to wear and how much?
As you watch our scheme, first of all, from an alignment standpoint, he could be at a lot of different spots. He could be over a tight end. He could be to an open end. He could be over a guard. He's played over the center. So just from the sheer alignment standpoint, that's one thing. And then post-snap movement, he's a good athlete. So he's a guy that, you can move to a gap or two gaps across and feel like he can get there and execute an assignment there. And then there's sometimes in the scheme, on the film, will tell you that he can drop off and do some things from a coverage element, too. So he's got that's a lot on his plate. And, we may not do all that in the same game or something, but I think if you've studied him over the course of the season, you've probably seen him do all those things.
How much can you guys do on offense in terms of maybe long, sustained drives impact the Patriots on the other end, and impact their tempo?
That'd be great if we could do exactly what you said. If you have any ideas, on that, I remember one time I was in Green Bay and one of our staff members told me, Coach, if we can get three explosive runs in this playoff game, we're going to definitely win. I said, well, good. Draw them up. What's the personnel? What's the formation? How are we going to block them? And I'll be glad to put them in the plan. So, I think it'll be good. I think it'll be great. We got to have to score some points. Come on, let's take a look at the scores. We're going to have to score some points. There's no question about it. I don't, I'm no expert. I don't have a crystal ball, but I don't think it's going to be a 10-7 game. So we're going to have to score.